You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is It's Time to Wake Up by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Romans, the 13th chapter. Were y'all blessed last night?
Yes.
Good Lord. I couldn't hardly sleep last night, just praying and turning. And I said, the word came to Deborah. Say, you ain't going to be able to sleep at night. See, sometimes you got to be careful who you're sitting next to. I said, I'm supposed to be able to sleep. My name is Herb, not Deborah. Romans 13, starting at verse 11. And it reads, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering. Which, by the way, y'all, that means partying, okay? And wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Without me even going any further, just a little added thing. Your lust is still going to have, is going to always have, your flesh always going to have lust. Your flesh is always going to have things that it wants to, that it wants to desire, whether it wants to eat it or go there or do that or whatever, or even cuss somebody out. All that's flesh stuff. Your flesh is always going to want what it wants. But know what it says here? It says, don't make provision for it. If you don't give it an opportunity and an environment, your flesh don't have to act up. That's extra for somebody. And I want to speak today from the subject and the time that I have today. It's time to wake up. Look at your sister around you and say, it's time to wake up. Now, I got a lot of stuff here in my notes. I'm not sure if I'll get to it or not, but we're just going to just flow with the Holy Ghost and let God do what he wants to do and say what he wants to say. But I want to start today telling you it is time to wake up. This is the awakening. And if you don't wake up any other time, you ought to wake up at the awakening. Amen. Now, sleep in the scriptures refers to three things. Number one, it refers to just rest. Just rest. Your sleep shall be sweet, is a promise in the word of God. Rest. Secondly, it refers to death. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep or remain dead. We shall be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. Dead Christ shall rise first. It refers to death, to be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord, is to be present with the Lord. Number three, sleep also refers to ignorance. Ignorance as in lacking wisdom, not clear thinking, lacking knowledge, or not even applying the knowledge. But the good news is that God sustains you while you sleep. That's a scripture promise. So, Psalms 3 and 5, it says, I laid me down and slept. I wait for the Lord sustain me. Everybody say, God will sustain me while I sleep. Again, you know, when you come out of a religious background, you say all kinds of things. You teach all kinds of things. You teach your kids all kinds of things. You don't even realize what you're doing, you know. I grew up, my first prayer, I remember, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake. Why are you teaching your kids that? I pray the Lord my soul. Now you got a child scared to go to sleep. That is no comfort to a child. Y'all need to understand that. See that's why, you know, religion has you doing things without thinking. Oh, this is so good. Religion will keep you sleeping. Jesus said, we make the word of God of no effect because of our tradition or religion. In other words, we need to awaken to what the word is really saying, but you're sleeping on what the word is really saying because what they told you and what you heard and what you've always seen. But God even sustains us while we sleep. Christians, kingdom citizens, and kingdom people are supposed to be the most woke people on earth. Ask your sister by you. Say, are you woke? Are you woke? For those you don't know, that's an urban term today that means knowledgeable and aware of what's happening. Aware of this conspiracy. Aware of what's happening behind the scenes. Aware of what they're not telling you. Aware of why this is really happening. Ask somebody else, are you woke? Throughout the scriptures, he keeps telling the New Testament church, wake up and stay woke. 1 Thessalonians 5:6-7. It says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So he's making a distinction here between people sleeping, acting like nothing's happening, not aware that there is a real devil, not aware that you really are in spiritual warfare, not aware that Ephesians 6 said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against angels and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Not being aware of that, he said there are those who are just sleeping through all the spiritual warfare and think you just got a headache. Sleeping and think that it's just the Republicans. It's just the Democrats. It's just black people. It's just white people. It's just a conservative. It's just a liberal. And not realize, no, it's none of that. This is spiritual warfare. He said, don't be asleep. Instead, watch and be sober. Jesus said in another place, watch and pray. Remember when God got ready to use Gideon? He initially had what? over 30,000 men, ended up with 300. And one of the ways that God started weaning them out and filtering them away, first he says, tell everybody who's scared, go home. And folks says, well, hey, don't you tell me twice. So the first group that left was the fearful people. But then the final one, he says, I want you to come down to the brook and watch how they get water from the brook. He said, everyone that laps from the brook like a dog, let them remain with you. Everybody else, let them go home. And they came down, and I'm sure some of them went down the brook, got all in the water. Water. I said, no, you got to let them go. I need people to get down there and lap like a dog, because he's a dog. He's lapping, but he's looking. You got to know why you're going after your stuff. You got to be sober. You got to be alert. And so he says, for they, 1 Thessalonians 5:7, for they that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken are drunken in the night. Now, when we think of drunk, we think of, you know, under the influence of alcohol. But understand what happens when a person is drunk. When a person is drunk, they lose their senses. They say things they shouldn't say. They go places they should not go. Their perception is off. Their response time is off. Are y'all listening to me? The Bible says you can't afford to be drunk when there's a devil trying to take you out. You got to be sober, alert, ready to respond at any time, and aware of what's going on. We know what happens when women go to clubs and get drunk. They're more likely to be victimized by a man. Am I right? Why? Because they're not aware of their surroundings, aware of who they're with, aware of what's happening to them, and then they can wake up in the morning wondering what happened. And the Bible says we cannot afford to be that way spiritually. Look, somebody say, it's time to wake up. 1 Peter 5, and 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. What the positive thing about the scripture, the Bible says that the devil's going around looking for somebody to see who he may devour, which means he's not going to devour everybody. When I was a little boy, we used to play this game in the projects, and we called Mother May I or something, okay? And you couldn't just take a step. You had to say, may I? And you're not allowed to move unless the response was, yes, you may. Can I tell you, you got to give the devil permission. But you got to tell the devil, you may not. Look, somebody say, I ain't the one. He's seeking whom he may devour, means he's not going to successfully devour, destroy everybody's life, everybody's marriage, everybody's family, everybody's body. You have to allow him by being drunk, by being non-alert, and in some cases by being non-assertive. I wasn't planning on going there. A non-assertive person is somebody who doesn't say no. Oh, I don't know why I'm going there. Many of you women, you found yourselves in situations doing things you didn't want to do simply because you didn't say you didn't want to do it. You just went along with it. And if you don't say no, then the devil takes that as a yes. Y'all know how y'all do to the husbands. If he said, you ask him, you mind if I go spend the extra $200 at the mall? And he said, He didn't say no. Or watch it. Even might even fuss. Every time I turn around, you going to the mall. You going to the mall again? Yeah. So you go spend the money. Well, why you spend that money? You didn't say no. Oh, don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. That's how the devil is. If you don't say no, he takes it as a yes. Somebody say, no, devil. So we got to watch and be sober. Now, sleep is needed. Don't we all agree sleep is needed? I didn't have much of it last night, but it's needed. Sleep is needed. Sleep is necessary. Sleep is even required at the right place, at the right time, and for the right direction. And for the right duration. But we all need sleep. It's necessary. The right place, the right time, and for the right duration. But there is such a thing, y'all, as too much sleep. Somebody said, that devil is a lie. Who has ever heard of such a thing? This is a hard saying. There's such a thing as too much sleep. There's such a thing as inappropriate sleep. That's a problem. When I was, I'll never forget, when I was in college, I took a summer class. We used to do this thing called summer intermission classes, where a class that would regularly be 3 or 4 months through the regular semester, you could take it during our month off in January, but it was every day during that time, or for 1 month in, we call it, you know, a summer semester or the winter semester, whatever. And I remember this summer, I took an art appreciation class. And you would go in every day, and the professor cut the lights off and show these slides. That was a bad class. I was like, no, don't turn the lights out. Because sooner the lights went out. Can I tell you I failed that class? I didn't fail because I was unintelligent. I didn't fail because I didn't have the IQ. I didn't fail because I had the aptitude. I failed because I was sleeping. Oh, y'all are listening to me. What are you failing simply because you're sleeping and you ought to be alert? Some of you cannot afford to be sleeping. My wife, seriously, she really don't require much sleep. And then during this swatter season, okay, she really ain't been sleeping. So I told Prophet Brent Todd last night, I said, now you up there telling her you ain't going to be sleeping much. I said, well, she ain't going to ever sleep with me then. Because she already ain't sleeping. She's up and praying and walking, whatever she be doing at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. But I was talking to her about it, and she said, honey, this is just in this season right now. Oh, come on now. In this season right now, I'm not getting much sleep because there's some stuff I got to take care of. Look, would you look at somebody and say, you got to know what season you in. Some of y'all are sleeping, but this ain't your season. You got too much jumping off in your life. You got too much popping off. You can't afford to be sleeping in this season. Now, there may come a season where you can get a little more sleep, but for some of you, this is not the time for you to be sleeping. Too much is happening. Too much spiritual warfare is going on. God's requiring too much of you to be sleeping in this season. Matthew 13, 24 and 25, the scripture says, the kingdom of God is as if a man who is a farmer had some land and he sowed good seed in it. But Matthew 13, 24 says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But keep reading verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So he sowed good seed, but some kind of way, bad seed ended up in there. Now, he's saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. That was the burning body, burning fire now. He called and preached the gospel and speaking other tongues. But when Chandler was in, I don't know, middle school or something, I got a call one day from the teacher, the principal, said he was using very, very bad language at the school and we had to correct him. I said, not my child. All my child knows is Jesus, God, justification, sanctification, ikaraba sokora mahanda. That's all he know. She said, he didn't say none of that. Mr. Bailey, he was using some words that I can't even tell you what those words were. Now, we didn't sow those words, but while we were sleeping. Those words, they didn't come from us. They didn't come from our household. But you got to be sober and vigilant while you sleep. While you're sleeping on your kids. Oh, come. I'm trying to help somebody. Some of us, you are so concerned about your kids just not giving you problems and just being in a room. You're not even aware of what they're watching in the room. You just want them to be quiet. Whereas we used to take trips. Chandler can tell my kids to tell you. We used to take trips, and I used to get cassette tapes with children's songs on them and children's Christian music. And we would put them in, and we all, come on, let's sing. You know, whatever, integrity Christian song. Come on, everybody sing. And we're riding along, we run 10 hours, and we're all singing. So I knew what they were hearing. Now y'all just let the kids put stuff in the ear. You don't have a clue what they're listening to because you're sleeping. Parents, mothers, you can't be sleeping while you're raising your kids. You got to be sober. You got to know who they're. Come on. See, I came along at a time. We came along at a time. If we don't know the parents, you ain't going over the house. Now, I know it's different now. I'm going to go deeper. I might even mess up my church. And just because they go to the same church with you, don't mean you know them. Just because we're all hearing the same thing, don't mean we're all doing the same thing and enforcing the same principles at the house. But just because they go the right direction, don't mean they're right. Look at somebody and say, don't sleep on your kids. Don't sleep on your kids. While men slept, they sowed tares among the wheat. And went his way, and tares begin to grow. Now, what are some effects of too much sleep? There's actually some negative effects for too much sleep. There's cognitive impairment. I mean, you don't think right. The neurons, electrons, and stuff in your brain, and the different front, the lobes are not interacting the way they should because of too much sleep. We all know that too much sleep, watch this, can lead to depression and is a symptom of depression. Too much sleep can give you inflammation because blood ought to be circulating. That's just laying dormant. Too much sleep can cause increase in pain. Oh, wow. Too much sleep can cause impaired fertility. And this is all scientific medical stuff. So there's something either getting pregnant or with the pregnancy or having a problem because too much sleep. Too much sleep causes headaches. Come on. How many of us ever slept real deep for a long time and woke up and had a headache? And I ain't talking about because you was drinking the Crown Royal Crown, whatever it is. I don't know. I've been saved. But y'all can tell me about it. Too much sleep causes high risk of obesity, high risk of diabetes, high risk of heart disease, high risk of stroke, for all causes of mortality. As much as we think about getting sleep, there's a lot of negative side effects to too much sleep. Look at somebody around you, tell them, say, don't sleep too much. Proverbs 31, y'all all know that. For a long time, it was the only scripture I thought even applied to women. Every Women's Day, they preach from Proverbs 31. Pastor Mar said she got new revelation in the scripture. He said, who can find this virtuous woman? Pastor Mar said, the reason why you can't find her, look how busy she was. She dead. Working like a horse while her husband's sitting at the gates. That's why you can't find her. It's true. Look at that scripture. The woman rising up early, buying fields, administering over the household, and her husband sits at the gates. Get up! But Proverbs 31 and 15 tells about the woman. She rises also while it's yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. So this woman, she's sleeping a whole lot. Verse 27 says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. It says that she doesn't sleep a whole lot, or she doesn't sleep too much, and it says she doesn't eat the bread of idleness, means she's not lazy. Can I tell you, ladies? Now, I got to talk to you now. I'm talking to many of you as a father. Is that for some of you, the kind of man that you want, this industrious, go-getter, commands money, multi-millionaire producing kind of man, he don't want a lazy woman. And y'all quiet on me now. What's that somebody said one time, somebody years ago in our church, and they thought you didn't cook. They said, I just thought you sat around, what's those things, bonbons? I thought you just sat around eating bonbons. How you think we doing what we doing? She's sitting around eating bonbons. I don't even know what a bonbon is. Candy?
Are you ready to be awakened to your purpose, your passion, and your true self? Dr. Marcia Bailey, Dr. Herbert Bailey, and their ministry guest, Prophetess Brenda Todd, will help to stir up those things within you that lie dormant. Awaken to the possibilities that you possess with these timely messages. Order this series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for the SWATA Women's Conference, The Awakening.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.